some people might say you can't make a living on a 40-acre farm. Michael McKenzie is out to prove people wrong. His combination of high-quality agriculture and perfected public relations skills have people driving to his farm to buy his produce each week. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. On a Saturday morning, on a 40-acre farm halfway between Phoenix and Tucson, Michael McKenzie has a steady stream of customers that pull in his driveway and peruse his produce stand.
They want produce that Grandma used to grow. They're missing that.
His customers speak of the tastiness and shelf life of Mike's produce. Plus, there's lots of variety, all grown on his 40-acre farm.
I think being organic certified is what the folks are more interested in, because there's more controls on what you use, what we put in, how we fertilize, how we care for the soil. That's the main thing.
Michael isn't competing for your average supermarket customer, but frankly, his prices aren't that much different than you would find at a large store.
I sell to some of the high-end supermarkets. My prices are lower than what their market price is. So they're getting this very same produce from the very same farm at a lower price, and they don't have to commute an hour to get it.
That doesn't mean that Mike can sell his organic produce cheaper than all competitors, including conventional producers, but he says people are willing to pay a little more because what he sells is of the highest quality.
Your yields are going to be lower because of your organic restrictions. So what we do is we overplant, so we have to overseed. And so we share with the rabbits and the crows and the whatever. We get frost here and the heat. So you have to plan for that.
Building relationships with your customer base is key to turning a profit off a 40-acre farm. More next time with the owner of the Lucky Nickel Ranch as we travel the countryside. In Eloy, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.